Time now for Matt's opening thought.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
And here we go.
I mean, it's really nothing more than a self-absorbed monologue, a chance for Matt to rant about something and pretend he's a serious radio personality instead of a gas bag. Let's face it, he stole this idea from Dennis Miller.
Now, I don't want to get off on a rant here.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
We have got a crazy weekend coming. Only one seed has been figured out. Packers, number one in the NFC. Three playoff spots up for grabs. Two in the AFC between the Colts, Chargers, and Raiders, and one in the AFC, but in the NFC, excuse me, between the Saints and the 49ers. What will happen this weekend? I have no idea. Now, when I do my confidence picks, I have every idea, and they're all correct. But that's like in 2 hours from now. Do you know who's starting at quarterback for every team? Yeah, neither do I. So since I have no idea, here is what I would like to have happen beyond getting all my picks right. Now, let's start with the big game, the Sunday nighter, Raiders and Chargers. When I'm watching that game, in the moment, I'm going to be rooting for the Raiders to win. John Madden's widow will be there. There'll be a tribute to the great coach. It's a hell of a story for this team that is still alive after the John Gruden fiasco, the tragic story of Henry Ruggs, in a division where Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert are slinging it. The Raiders could actually make the playoffs. That is a hell of a story. But here's my question. What if they win? Then is Derek Carr in the playoffs? Yes, sorry, I don't want that. So in the moment, me is rooting for the story and the underdog. Playoff me wants the Chargers to beat the Raiders. The Chargers are the better team, at the very least in terms of talent. Not always in terms of how they play, but let's be honest. We all want Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, Austin Eckler, Justin Herbert, Bosa, Derwin James. We all want them in the playoffs. I am rooting hard, super hard, for the Atlanta Falcons to beat the New Orleans Saints. I do not want the Saints and that offense in the show. I don't want Taysom Hill and novelty passing in the postseason. I don't want the announcers going, well, should we turn to Trevor Siemian? Ugh. I mean, I do for betting purposes. I want to bet all my money on the under and whoever the hell the Saints are playing. But not for the aesthetic. For aesthetic purposes, keep that team out of my life. Give me the 49ers in the playoffs. I get George Kittle. I get Deebo Samuel. I get Nick Bosa. Who knows what Trey Lance could do. Just give me the 49ers. I'm rooting for the Jags to beat the Colts because it's been talked about before. But if the Jags beat the Colts, then again, what the hell does that Sunday nighter look like? Because the Raiders and Chargers both get in with a tie. Do they do the honorable thing and give it their all? Or do the coaches meet at the 50-yard line and go, listen, do you want to get anyone hurt? I don't want to get anyone hurt. Okay, here's what we're going to do. 3 yards in a cloud of dust, maybe some kneel down, some screens. Don't pass rush. We're going to treat it like a Pro Bowl. Game ends in a tie. Well, maybe we'll see each other down the road. How fun would that be? That would just be so bizarre to see what that would look like on the field. How do they play? Who gets rested? What's the motivation? What goes on? I don't know. I'm confused. I want Kirk Cousins. He's back, baby. One of the top three most hated quarterbacks in football. Baker Mayfield might be there, but he's out. I want him to have a massive game in his return against the Bears. By the way, I'm so bummed out that Justin Fields isn't going to play. Guy hasn't had one good game all year. Kind of hoping to see him at least leave with a positive note. But anyway, here's what I want. I want Kirk Cousins. I want 5 touchdowns, and I want 400 yards. If he does that, he could end up with more passing yards than Dak Prescott and the same number of touchdowns as Aaron Rodgers. Why do I want this? Just to confuse everyone. Because sometimes we forget, and we go, oh, God, Kirk Cousins can't win with that guy. That game sucks. And then you look at his numbers, like, holy Lord, those numbers are good. They're really good. They're elite. My brain is broken. What do I do? And then Viking fans are like, ah, do we keep them? I'm here for that. I want the Giants to lose against Washington. Better for my draft pick. Plus, maybe if they lose and get blown out at home against Washington, everyone gets fired. The owners go, you know what, Mars, we've had a great run. We won Super Bowls in 86 and 90 and 2007 and 2010. It's time to walk away. Let's sell the team. Also, in that game, remember the fans a week earlier in that Washington home game against Philly? The fans who fell into the legs of Jalen Hurts when Hurts was leaving the field. They were just there on the edge, and then the barrier just came loose. I want those fans to go to Dan Snyder during the game and serve that man a subpoena. Jalen Hurts will fund the case along with all the other owners who want Snyder out. I want the fans to sue Dan Snyder for creating an unsafe work environment. Also, you can sue him for the fact that he haven't exactly been entertained over the last 20 years. I want the Cowboys to lose, but to lose because of their offense. Let Cowboy fans freak out about Dak Prescott. I want a whole week of everyone wondering, can you win with Dak? Give me that. Cooper Kupp, he goes off for 12 catches and 172 yards. Why 172? Well, 172 gives him 2,001 yards on the season. The 12 catches also breaks the reception record. So Cooper Kupp ends the year with the reception record, the receiving record. He also has the Triple Crown, which has only happened four times for NFL receivers. That's receptions, yards, and touchdowns. He gets three touchdowns, give him 18 on the season. Why do I want this from Cooper Kupp? Because I want a little more debate with our MVP talk. Aaron Rodgers has had plenty seasons better than what he's had this year. Why does it necessarily have to go to Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady? Give it to a receiver. Give it to Cooper Kupp. And if you don't give it to him, at least make it more difficult. And then let every writer come out there and announce who their pick's going to be. In fact, I'm going a new direction. Everyone hated Hub Arkish. I say Hub Arkish. Keep talking about it. Do you want everyone to love you? Tell who you're going to pick. Explain your reasoning behind the MVP. And if it's something personal against Aaron Rodgers, then lie about it and omit that part. But come out and say, I'm voting for Cooper Kupp. He's had the greatest year of receivers head since Jerry Rice in 1995 and Calvin Johnson when he set the receiving record. At the very least, don't make it just another coronation for the top quarterback. I want Derrick Henry to go nuts. Let's create a world where we actually believe the Titans can make it to the Super Bowl. Plus, let's give running backs some love. They get so little of it. In that same game, I want Davis Mills. You remember him, that rookie from Stanford, to have a monster game and scare the bejesus out of the Titans. Why do I want that? Because no one has any idea how to draft a quarterback. And imagine this, if Davis Mills, if his season is better than every other rookie quarterback not named Mac Jones, then what the hell do we do during the draft? In the end, I just want no player to get hurt. Let's get in the playoffs as healthy as possible. Let's bubble wrap every player. Please, no more players entering COVID protocols. Enjoy the weekend. Be careful about your bets. And here's hoping for a crazy Chargers-Raiders tie to end Week 18. Bleep it. You already had an extra week. Let's have the game going to overtime. Give us as much football as we can get. It's been a crazy season. Why not end with pure chaos? And that is my opening thought.
I'm finished.